It'd be tough, it'd be a good game.
One thing the players might not need reminding about was there was a bit of needle on the final day as well. There seemed to be a real determination amongst the Bristol City camp to try and send Blues down.
Well, yeah, I mean, the goalkeeper coming up at the end and trying to, but obviously we have been linked with a couple of their players, and so I suppose, you know, that's another thing. But they're a good club. It's a good club. It's a well-run football club, Bristol City. Good stadium, good sports city. The owner's a big fan of the club, so I mean it's in good shape, Bristol City Football Club.
Is Aidan Flint still a person of interest to you?
Yeah, he has been and still is. Yeah, but it's the our values are sort of, you know, are not the same. So, and Bristol have got every right to value him as they want to value him. So, and we've got every right not to pay what they want. And if we don't pay it, then we don't get him. As you know, whatever. So, there's no hassle between me and, I know Lee Johnson, I know his dad well, obviously, you know, Gary, so, he's done a good job there.
No interest now in Joe Bryan, has that passed?
It was interested, but they don't want to sell him, so it's dead. You know, he's up there with the best left backs, you know, certainly in the Championship, So we made an offer. It wasn't good enough, and they just said, no matter what you offer, is not for sale. So that's the end of it. We don't want to cause problems for anyone. They just don't want to sell him.
We know how hard you work to try and expand this squad. We know you want more players in. The name that's been coming out in the Turkish media today suggests that the Nigerian midfielder Anazi might be somebody that you're close to. Is that one you're following up?
Yeah, well, he's a player that we are chasing, you know. So. But again, I've not heard the latest. I'm waiting to find out today, see what the situation is with him. But he is somebody that we are interested in, definitely, yeah.
He looks quite a lively player. He's a shorter, creative player, isn't he?
Yeah, he gets around and, he's got lots of caps for his country, captain his country. So, yeah, he'd be a big asset to us if we can get him.
One of the interesting things on Tuesday night, that those players who might face a hard time getting a place in the Championship side this year, one or two of them put their hands up and at least showed you what they've got to offer, didn't they?
Oh, they were. Yeah, I mean, they've all been. I've had no problems with any of them. They've all. Every day they come in, they work hard, they train well. They're not a minute's problem. And the atmosphere. They've been a good group to work. Good group of lads to work with. So, you know, yeah, they're ready to play and they're going to get their opportunities. We haven't got a big squad at the moment. We are, as you say, trying to improve the squad. You know, like everybody. But the lads are here, no problems. If we can just, you know, we're looking to add a few to them. If we can do that, we'll be strong.
In terms of the new guys, they've had their first week of competitive football now. And they've all made a good impression where you look at Ndoye and Stockdale. The guys are making a good impression.
Well, I think I will bring good players in. I think anyone I bring in here, I think with a bit of luck, we'll do well. You know, I don't think we'll be bringing people in that you can't get rid of and you have to pay up the go. I think them days hopefully are not going to happen anymore, certainly not this year. So, the keeper's different class. Roberts is a player with a big future, in my opinion. You know, he's only going to get better. He's got everything to be a top centre-half. And Ndoye, he gets around the pitch. His stats last week were incredible. Mick McCarthy rung me and Mick said, my God, Harry, so I've just looked at the stats on the game, the ground he covered, you know, and he's only going to get fitter and better. So he'd be a big asset to us, I think.
What do you expect on the pitch from Bristol City?
They're a lively team, Tom. You know, they're sharp. They bought players in. They bought a centre forward in from Angies who played with Ndoye. They played together last year. He's started well. He's got a good squad. He's got four good centre-halves to choose from. He took Baker from Villa for £3 million or £3.5 million. They built a good team. It's a team that has been put together, and I think they'll have a good season, Bristol City.
I think you mentioned before a good start's important, but you're going into this good start without the team you want. Mm. You've got a great draw, a defeat away, but a good performance with your team. You really need to win at home, I think you'd be thinking.
Yeah, two home games, we need to pick up points, Tom, if we can. You know, if we just hang in there, I think for the next couple of weeks until, you know, the window closes, and by then, hopefully, we will be a much stronger squad. Mm. And I think you'll see a different team here.
How difficult is it, and you touched on it earlier, when players, you've said, I want five players, you're not bringing them in to sit on the bench, you want five players to strengthen your team. The players, they're human beings. They'll be thinking, I might be on my way here. How do you get the best out of them in that situation?
Well, I mean, I've never said I want to replace this one or that one. It's competition that replaces, Tom. You need, if you're going to be successful, you need maybe seven, maybe eight defenders. Mm. You know, because you get injuries. You need four centre halves, really. You can't go with three because, you know, you'll always get injuries, you get suspensions, you get someone, suddenly someone's got an injury and he's out for, you know, please God it don't happen. But they, like Michael Morrison last year was out for a long spell, they missed him. So you need four centre halves, you need cover at fullback, you know, you need cover everywhere, don't you, basically? You need four strikers. You need to be in a game where, you know, if things ain't going well, you think, okay, bang, I'll change them two. I'm going to bring this two on. They'll give them a different problem. They might get us, you know, turn the game round for us. But and again, you get injuries and whatever, but you need four strikers. And so at the moment, I've got three strikers. We need another striker. But it's not a case of, you know, people not going to play. It's up to them. Everybody's here. The squad, the group are here. If someone's playing well, then, you know, if I bring somebody in, and we pay decent money, if somebody's in the team and keeping it, you know, it doesn't mean they've got to play, because it's whoever's playing the best will play.
Players seem to run the game. You've seen that with Spurs this morning. Players are, you know, going to get away, or players. How difficult as a manager is it these days, you know, from when you first started, in controlling players who decide where they want to play and if they stay or go?
Well, a lot of it is agent driven, and it's, you know, the agent suddenly. I mean, I don't know why. I know Danny. He was here with me as a boy, and I always felt he'd go on. Honestly, he was a left winger. I said to him a million times, he played 21 times, I think, probably, for England, the 21s as a left winger. And I said, you'll never play for England as a left winger, Dan. You'll play for England as a left back. But he wanted to be a left winger at that time, but he ended up we switched him to left back, and he's gone on and become what he's the best left back in the country. But no, it was strange. He's a great lad, Danny. You know, I don't know why he chose to come out today, and he wasn't well advised, really. I don't think it was, it's up to the manager and the owners if they want to bring players in. It's not up to players to say we need another three or four players or whatever, you know. So I think he shouldn't be getting involved in that, really.
You know, the Neymar sale, I mean, nothing to do with Birmingham, but there's going to be a ripple effect. It's going to make it harder for you in terms of transfer fees, wages. There will be a ripple effect, won't there?
Well, the transfer fees have gone crazy in this division, haven't they? You know, and even, you know, in the Premier League, look, yesterday Andre Gray going for 18 or 19 million pounds, you know. It just shows you. I mean, he was playing a couple of years ago. He's playing for John Steele, who's a mate of mine, you know, and wasn't a regular in the team. Then he goes to Brentford, then off to Burnley, and there suddenly, you know, he's a good player. But, I mean, look at, you know, 19 million, 18 million. It's incredible, isn't it? You know, we had 15, 16 million pound transfers in this league already. So, you know, you're going to get a 20 million in the next couple of weeks, probably in the Championship.
And yet you're still expected to put Birmingham City in a promotion position.
Yeah, but we will spend. I mean, I've not been in a situation here where no one's saying no. The owners are keen to bring him. You know, if I go to them and can find the right people, they'll back me. I've got no doubts. They're really ambitious. So, you know, I'm in a lucky position, really, that I've got them there, you know, willing to back me up and bring the players in. They want to see Birmingham be very successful this year, and they know that we need to improve the squad, and they're willing to do that. So, but in the meantime, we've got a good group here, and we've just got to go and get a result. A couple of results these next two games, and if we can do that and then keep pushing on, improve the squad, I think we've got every chance this year.
Just finally, first competitive league game at home. A message for the fans?
Well, just what I've only had one home game here. That was the Huddersfield game, and it was fantastic, really, the atmosphere. So we need the same on Saturday, you know, whether it's going well, whether it's not, keep with us, and we'll see if we can get the result we need.
Thank you.